Over the course of the next few minutes, you'll hear from what many consider to be the father of holistic medicine, a neurosurgeon who pioneered safe, effective techniques for management of chronic pain, depression, and stress. We're very excited to have C. Norman Shealy, MD, PhD, here with us today, and he's going to be sharing his experience on an international review board qualifying human clinical study of a revolutionary new functional health beverage, Mystica. You'll also hear from Clell Fowles, chief pharmacist for Synergy Worldwide and manager of the development team for Mystica. Okay, let's go ahead and hear first from Clell Fowles. Before we get started here, I just want to clarify things. Now, you're the chief pharmacist for the company, and what I'd like to have you do, if you would, I understand you've authored a couple of books. Would you please give us your official title and what you do and a little of insight, because I think people might want to look at those two books that you've written.
Yes, I am a pharmacist, and I am manager of health sciences for Synergy Worldwide. And yes, I have authored two books. One is Drugs and Natural Alternatives.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yes, it discusses the drugs, what they're actually for, and things that can be done instead. And the second one is called Drugs and Nutrient Depletion, which talks about this hidden syndrome of depletion of essential nutrition from our body when drugs are taken regularly.
So the drugs that we're taking to make us healthy actually can cause other problems with just
yes,
our nutrition.
Yes, they can.
Wow. Now, I understand that there isn't a product that actually leaves either of those facilities and shipped anywhere in the world that doesn't have your countersignature. Is that true?
That is true.
So you have a pretty responsible job.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Clell, let's go ahead and go right to the topic that we're talking about today, the Mystica. As we're both aware, the functional beverage market is a very, very well-penetrated market. There's a lot of players out there. There's a lot of competition. Why did you feel that you wanted to enter into that market?
Well, that's a very valid question, and there's actually several responses to it. First off, a functional beverage serves many purposes. It's flavorful. It's pleasant to most individuals. It's unique, and it offers ease to individuals that usually can't take supplements, like small children and the elderly. That said, yes, it was a crowded market, but we also saw a huge opportunity to do it better. What we saw was not right.
Well, let's get into that. There is an awful lot of chatter out there that this particular ingredient or that particular ingredient. And everyone is pretty much focusing on one plant or one ingredient. And you guys took a totally different approach. Why?
Well, exactly for that reason. When you focus on one ingredient, you can have an excellent product. You can have something that does everything that they say it does as far as the value of that plant is concerned. We were looking at a whole body approach. We wanted something that touched every system of the body, that was equally as effective for the eyes as it was for the cardiovascular system. And we didn't find that in any kind of a functional beverage, in any kind of a single plant product that was out on the market.
Well, let me jump in. So we have all these different companies that are out there, and they're touting this one plant or this one extract of this plant, and they're all very, very exotic. Instead of the mysticism that is involved in a lot of this, and I don't mean to throw rocks, and forgive me if it sounds like I am, but I've been in this industry a while, and I've seen a lot of things that just aren't based on science. I know that the company is extremely focused with its efforts to be truly validatable, to go to the literature and say that, yes, this is a functional food or beverage that has documented effect. How did you pick the particular matrix of products?
Well, as far as what we're talking about today is concerned, we first off had the most wonderful fruit that we'd been looking at called the acai from Brazil, which as a standalone is an absolutely phenomenal fruit. But we also saw areas still that could be added to. And so we did exactly that. I mean, my middle name is science. So we went back to the original scientific studies that had been on a number of other berries and fruits that we knew would blend in well with the acai, would complement it, would synergize with it.
So you really got into the literature.
Very much so.
And in fact, underneath your title, your position, you employ people that do nothing but this kind of research.
We do.
And you have cataloged how many herbs?
Easily, as far as herbs, literally thousands, if not tens of thousands.
And other plants.
And other plants and studies. We have tens of thousands of different studies on different plants.
So your library is extremely extensive.
It's huge.
So you went through that library plus what's available in the marketplace, but you guys did extensive research for how long?
Oh, we looked into this. Of course, we had the fundamentals on the plants before, and then we were working on the acai at the time. I can't say from beginning of product development to the end was several months in its development, but literally it was years in the development as far as researching the other plants were concerned.
And you'd already been involved with functional beverages before.
Yes, we had.
So it's not new to you.
No.
But when you wanted to come out with what you wanted to have as your elite product, that was the culmination of all of that.
That's right. We pulled out all the stoppers on this.
One thing that was really a question that I'm sure that people that are listening will want to know the answer to, and I definitely wanted to know, when you took the top 10 antioxidant,
yes.
Catechin, phenolic, polyphenolic, all those things that none
yes.
of us even know what mean, all of those plants that have those top attributes, and you source them literally from all over the world,
right.
and I know that your quality control demands that you have only the best of the best of the best. How can you even possibly make that product affordable?
The people in the market know what we stand for and won't even try to pass off any kind of malarkey.
So you just
malarkey.
Reject raw material off the back dock routinely?
Oh, routinely. The scary thing is vendors will take that material back and it's sold somewhere else. But they know us, and we had very good working relationships with people, so we had huge buying potential, and we had huge reach as far as being able to get anything we wanted.
Clell, we hear so much about all these different forms of antioxidants, and I know that the scientists here at the company really talk about anthocyanins, and I don't have a clue what that is. Could you shed a little light on what they are and why they're such a big deal as far as the content of Domestica?
You bet. Anthocyanins are one of the most researched antioxidants that we know about. And it's just one of the many that are in Mystica, with tannins and phenolics and a whole bunch of others that are in there.
And but basically, category by category, we're beating the competition on everyone.
On all of them.
But you're really focusing on anthocyanins.
Yeah, now. Anthocyanins, as I mentioned, they're very well researched. And what most people identify with is what we term the French paradox. What that term comes about is the French are known for eating very rich, not good for your health foods.
Right, very fatty.
Very fatty
foods.
Very high
sugar content.
And yet, interestingly enough, they enjoy one of the best health states of anywhere in the world, particularly with their cardiovascular system, which theoretically should be the one most impacted by their fatty diets. And this has been traced back to their good health, I should say, has been traced back to the fact that they are in a habit of drinking red wine and wines in general with their meals. Well, the active in those wines is this thing we call anthocyanins, this antioxidant, which is actually reversing all of the bad done from their diet and keeping them in a very healthy state.
So it's compensating for what they're doing.
It's actually compensating and then some for what they're doing as far as their diets are concerned. So obviously, a diet rich in anthocyanins in these types of antioxidants is going to be very beneficial for your health, particularly cardiovascular health.
Well, how would the Mystica compare ounce for ounce versus drinking red wine? Do you have to drink a bottle of this Mystica?
Oh, absolutely not. One of the little shot glasses full of Mystica will provide well more than a bottle of red wine would.
More than a whole bottle?
More than a whole bottle in anthocyanins.
Wow. So for those of us that are non-drinkers, that's good news.
That's a lot, yeah.
Wow. Let's get down to one of the final things that I think that is kind of playing hardball a little bit here. But there are so many companies. I think it's just important for us to stand up and really say what is out there. You have done analysis of your competitors, quantitative, qualitative analysis.
Yes.
And while it's not appropriate necessarily to use the name of the particular lab, it does happen to be the same lab that the USDA uses.
Yes.
Is that a true statement?
That's true.
So when you wanted to compare yourself to the competition, you didn't go down the street.
No, we didn't. We wanted this to be absolutely beyond reproach as far as the information that we garnered from this study. So what we did is sent it to an independent lab that had no contact with us other than getting the product from us. They didn't know what they were testing. They only knew what test to run.
Oh, you gave it to them blind.
They were blind, so that as far as they were concerned, this test was beyond reproach. Nobody could come back and say, well, you know, they were leaning in favor of this one. Nobody can say that. We gave them product. The particular test that I like the most is this one called the ORAC. That's oxygen radical absorption capacity, which means we take an oxygen radical, which is a free radical, and we test the ability of a compound to neutralize that oxygen radical. The nearest competitor to our Mystica was half as strong.
That's amazing, because it's actually up on the website. They can
it is.
Go to the website and see the side-by-side
yes.
comparisons.
And we also did other testing as far as levels of the antioxidants, the various different antioxidants that were in there. And once again, half would be a good number for them to approach reaching in comparison to Mystica.
Is there anything here in the end as we close out that you would like to make a comment to those that are listening that may question, is this real science? Is this something I can take and trust will actually make a difference, or am I just spending my money on a placebo?
Oh, that's a very valid question. You know, my training is as a pharmacist. Science is my middle name. I've been in the business as far as pharmacy and natural products now for about 25 years. And this is science. This is science. This is FDA-approvable science. This is the level of testing done in the most stringent clinical evaluations done as far as drugs are concerned.
And in fact, your facility is an OTC3 certified plant.
That's correct. It is.
So you could make drugs tomorrow.
That is correct. And we invite anyone to come see that any day of the week they'd like to. No appointment necessary.
Wow. So that's an open invitation.
It is an open invitation. We're not scared of anything. You can't find that anywhere else in the industry. But it is absolute science. It's very credible science, and the product is just beautiful. It's one of my favorite products that I've been privileged to be in the development of.
Well, Clell, once again, I thank you so much for helping us out.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You bet.